Dr. Ahmed Amin has been healing victims of torture and conflict in Iraq for more than a decade. In 2004, he set up a rehabilitation centre in neighbouring Kurdistan for citizens persecuted by the former regime. But since the Syria conflict started, he's seen a major rise in the number of people seeking his help.
Syrian refugees, they pass through traumatic events, tortures. And unfortunately, last few months, the attack of ISIS on Iraqi. So now we have to deal with a large amount of torture survivors. That's what we call it, emergency situation. It's overwhelming.
Dr. Amin's center is the only specialist facility in the region. And although he has around a dozen staff, he's had to resort to group therapy sessions to help a growing number of patients. Cash for this comes from the UN Voluntary Fund for Victims of Torture. In 2015, the fund plans to help 57,000 victims from 81 countries, and since it was set up in 1981, more than $168 million has been channeled to 620 partner organizations. It provides for medical, psychological, humanitarian, social, and legal assistance to individuals whose rights have been severely violated. But with limited income, Fund Chairman Adam Bodner said it was important that states, rather than the UN, helped victims of torture. It's a legal obligation under international law that's been signed by 157 UN member states, he said.
We should remember that under Article 14 of the Convention Against Torture, it is the ultimate responsibility of the state to provide rehabilitation and redress to victims of torture. So it is the state who should create some mechanism, some possibilities of rehabilitating and redressing victims of torture.
Also taking part in the UN event is Simone van der Kaarden, a psychotherapist who runs two centres for victims of torture in Jordan. Last year, her organisation helped 500 people who'd fled abuse in Syria and Iraq.
For the last 3 years, on a daily basis, approximately 5 to 25 Syrian individuals, as well as more recently Iraqi individuals, they walk into our centers and they are desperate, seeking support. They are not coming for finance assistance. They are not coming for food, non-food assistance. They really come to receive the rehabilitation support for themselves or for their family members because they see they are not coping.
In his address to delegates, UN Human Rights Treaties expert Ibrahim Salama described how waves of victims of torture needed help. But he stressed that it was up to states to address the issue, particularly those where there was no conflict at all. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.